Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
After the Mario movie dominated the box office, the heroic plumber is making a triumphant return to gaming consoles this year.
Onward and upward!
The upcoming game Super Mario Bros. Wonder puts a surreal new spin on the classic side-scrolling formula. Our own James Mastromarino played it early and got the rare opportunity to interview its designers. And James, the main Super Mario series has sold more than 430 million copies globally, which blows my mind. And you got to play an hour of this game. What are the big takeaways for you?
Well, it is a love letter to the original 1985 game, but it's also incredibly trippy. And the main conceit is that you'll be running these left-to-right sort of traditional Mario levels, and then you'll touch something called a Wonder Flower, and the entire stage will change into something else. Maybe those green pipes that Mario will squeeze himself into will suddenly grow eyes and start wiggling around. Maybe you'll become a Goomba, one of the classic mushroom enemies that you normally stomp on. Suddenly, you'll be in their shoes. Or you could even inflate and start floating up into the air like a balloon. So when I was playing with my colleague Alex Chung, we had a riotous time in this really noisy atmosphere.
Okay, we're definitely doing this the worst possible way we could. Here we go. Whoa, 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 whoa.
And so what you're hearing there is Alex and I trying to survive as these platforms keep on crashing on top of our heads.
And you got to talk to the designers of Super Mario Bros. Wonder, right?
Yeah, I sat down with Takashi Tezuka and Shiro Mori. Tezuka goes way back with the series. He designed the original Super Mario Bros. Back in 1985 with Mario creator Shigeru Miyamoto. He's now the producer for Super Mario Bros. Wonder, where Shiro Mori is the director. I spoke to them through interpreters. You'll hear from Mori first and then later Tezuka.
Starting from the original Super Mario Brothers, as we have more iterations in the series, this idea of secrets and mysteries we noticed starts to become sort of a standard. So what we did was, you know, there's the idea that if you go down a warp pipe, you enter this kind of secret underground area, or if you climb a vine, you get to this secret area in the sky. And so what we tried was you warp to a new area once you grab an item. And so once we actually put that into practice and showed Mr. Tezuka the prototype, he said, well, if you're going to be warped to a different area, it's not much different from past. Why don't you just change the place you're at right now? And so what we thought was, why don't we just have the entire course change? And so that's where we got to the idea of having the warp pipes wiggle around, or having the entire screen tilt, or having to travel on a horde of enemies.
Speaking of the Wonder Flower, where do you get your ideas?
So in regards to coming up with ideas, it's not something that I did alone. What we did was got the entire team together, regardless of what department they were working in or how long they've been working at the company, and we pooled ideas, well over 1,000, 2,000 ideas.
And one of our philosophy around creating games is that everybody that is working on the game is part of our planning. And so regardless of whether that was someone from the sound team or as an artist, we would share these ideas with the programmers and we would do prototyping, what we ended up calling Wonder Prototypes.
Speaking of a sound that Mr. Tezuka mentioned, he also had this ridiculous request of saying, can we add some narration or some kind of like announcer in there? And when he first asked us that, I was like, how do you do that? What does narration sound like in the world of Mario?
The homework I gave them was, can we come up with a way to completely alter what's going on and have it still fit the Mario world? And what came from that is the talking flower. And so why did we create the talking flower? And that was to support and encourage the player. We basically made the talking flower what we supposed would be the voice of the player themselves. What were they thinking while they were playing this particular scene?
That's Takashi Tezuka. I also spoke with Shiro Mori. And the talking flower of Super Mario Brothers Wonder is indeed a really unique kind of mascot of the game. Imagine you're running and jumping by, and then suddenly it's shouting words of encouragement to you or hints to check out something. And keep in mind that this is even as all of the regular cast of characters, Luigi, Mario, Daisy, Peach, etc., are largely speechless. So it kind of adds to the surreality of the game that a flower is doing all the talking while the characters aren't really.
Now, we have to mention, pardon the pun, the elephant in the room. One of the things that happens when you step on these power-ups?
In this game, there's a power-up that turns you into an elephant. And as an elephant, you can stomp around, you can punch blocks, you can spray water. And when I asked Shiro Mori, the designer, about this, he said, well, of course, it had to be an elephant. It was the only natural fit. And it's one of the many kind of crazy, bold new things they're doing with Mario, which, keep in mind, is at the forefront of a really big year for Nintendo. And from what I played, it's very confident in both replicating what made the original successful and trying something completely different.
That's Here and Now producer James Mastromarino, who also covers games for the network. Thank you so much, James.
Thanks, Celeste.